What are your beliefs? What do you believe in? See, we have the power to choose what we believe. But what we choose to believe will have power over us. For example, if you believe in a loving God, you will act completely differently than if you believe in a judgmental God. So again, what do you believe? Do you believe in God? And if so, what do you believe about God? But more importantly, how do you even know that what you believe about God is true? Because for the most part, our beliefs were formed by our parents. But as we grew older and experienced life, some of our first beliefs changed. Initially, we believed in Santa Claus or in the Tooth Fairy, or even believed in the fairy godmother. But as we got older, we reprogrammed what we believed. As children, we had a childlike view of God. But once we became adults, what we believed about God evolved. But again, how do you know that what you believe about God is true? Well, that's simple. Determining your beliefs and the validity of them is simple, but it's going to take you a little bit of work. First, you must know what the Bible says about God. You must know His laws and principles. Second, there is science. The tendency is to believe that science opposes the laws and principles of God, when in fact, God created science. Therefore, it validates God's laws and principles. And third, you're going to need to test your belief system. King David said, "Test and see that the Lord is good." The resurrected Jesus told Thomas, "Look at my hands and reach out your hand and put it in my side." Thomas tested Jesus and then he believed Jesus. You see, but there's a problem. The problem is that God's word alone can be confusing because there are over 33,000 denominations in the world and they all use the Bible, but they all have different beliefs. There's a problem with science. Science without the word of God is going to lead to evolutionism. And there's a problem with testing. If you test without applying the word of God and without applying science, you will end up with an inaccurate filter. But when you combine the word of God with scientific evidence and you test it, that's how you'll end up with an authenticated belief system. That's when you know that what you believe is true.